On the Fly is on the air. And now, your host, Jaymont G.
We're in the lovely paradise called the Seaplane Base for 1 week here at AirVenture. And the Saturday show, we always do it out here on the fly. And it's a wonderful venue. We love coming out here. It's a great place to wrap up the week for us. And Paul Seehafer, the chairman of the Seaplane Base, is joining me. And we have lots to talk about. This has been an incredible year for Seaplane Base with the Mars here all week.
I think it's been an incredible week. Part of me says that while I see more traffic out here, people attending than ever before, mostly because of the Martin Mars coming, while I am concerned about our little secret out here, we're yeah. considered EA's secret place, I really like the fact that people, EA members, people interested in aviation have found the place because it's so cool.
Yeah, the secret is out. Of course, we talk about it on the radio every year, but, you know, there's more and more people coming every year, aren't there?
I'm always amazed how many people walk up to me and say, I've come to EAA for 25 years, and I've never been here until now, and I can't believe what I missed.
Yeah, yep. So, hey, today you're having a watermelon social at 5 o'clock, and that's one of your highlight events. What other events do you do here during the week?
Well, most of the events that we do during the week are mostly for the people that are camping here, the pilots that fly in. We really don't try to organize large events. If you ever hung around with seaplane people, you ever see the T-shirt that says, no shoes, no shirt, no problem?
Yeah.
It's kind of how we operate. We're not on tight schedules. We like to be relaxed. We fly to places with our seaplanes that other people can't go. We like to be on our own. We like to make our own decisions for the most part. And it makes us kind of a little different breed.
Mm-hmm. There's also not a big lake on the air show grounds.
Well, that's true. You happen to need a lake to do this.
That's a small little item.
Yeah, just a small fact.
But you know, what that does create is that creates this separate, you know, world issue. And it's really nice. I mean, you know, like you said, people who come out for the first time, they always come back.
It not only is the environment. I mean, what a beautiful place. All these seaplanes floating. Well, spinning around into the wind like a bunch of ducks sitting on the water. But it really is the community. The seaplane community is a pretty tight community because we're a small community. And one of the things that I've always enjoyed is the fact that when I sit around a campfire at night, we don't really have groups of people that are, you know, you don't have to have the same kind of airplane. Because if you look out here, we have a lot of different kind of seaplanes. One guy can fly a albatross, big 35,000-pound amphibious airplane, and the guy next to him can fly an ultralight, and they're buddies. And that's one of the things that I've always liked about the seaplane community. And it's not to say that, you know, other communities aren't. I like a lot of different airplanes, and I have a lot of friends over at the airport. And incidentally, that's the purpose of our Watermelon Social tonight, is to invite our friends from the airport to come out and hang out with us.
And plugging the Watermelon Social, although you never have any trouble selling the thing out because it's so popular. But, you know, it is a big social event, and you have the door prizes, and you have the, you know, the community. It's a welcoming feeling for those of us who spend most of our time over at the AirVenture grounds.
Yeah, I think it's worked well for that. And, well, just like you and I know each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're friends
for a lot of years,
you can't spend that much time over here, but you're my friend, and you don't fly what we fly, but that doesn't make any difference.
I do, actually.
Oh, you do?
I'm a multi-end.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you have the ratings. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to find some floats for my P-11. So
that will make a cool seaplane.
It is.
You'll never want to put it back on wheels. Unless you get into mountain and bush flying.
That's not the right airplane for mountain flying, really.
Okay. Well,
let's talk about what is a good airplane for mountain flying. I think a 185 on floats is a great mountain flying seaplane.
A mountain flying seaplane?
Yeah.
Well,
the 185 is a good mountain flying plane, period.
Period.
But with seaplane, with floats, a lot of the lakes are kind of smaller, and you got to carry a lot of stuff in if you're going to camp because there's no facilities there. And that's one of the beautiful things up in Washington State where I live is There's a lot of great places to go in a seaplane and camp.
Well, and I think there's a lot of great airplanes for what you're talking about. Traditionally, if it's any higher altitudes, obviously turbocharging is nice. But the 185, actually a Super Cub, experimentals. I have a Just Aircraft Highlander. I also have a Kit Fox. Either of those would
those Highlanders are
really
nice.
Good high-performance airplanes that can haul in some stuff. There's a lot of great choices. Actually, Rands makes a lot of nice airplanes for that. I have a lot of friends that fly all different ones. And that is traditionally becoming common. When they take their floats off, they put big tires on. And sometimes they get confused that they got their big tires on when they go on water. I always tell them, get your floats back on.
Well, a lot of guys are using those big wheels to skip off the water and land on a gravel bar anyway.
So. Those are the guys I tell. They need to get their floats back on.
Obviously there's that big monster out there is the most interesting thing here this year, but is there what about some other things? I saw a goose running around here earlier in the week.
Yeah, actually that's a friend
cool
of mine.
Seaplane.
It's a beautiful airplane. In fact, on my bucket list, there's a goose on my bucket list.
Yeah. I think on everybody's bucket list there's
a
goose.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's not just me.
Or let's go all the way to an albatross. Why not, you know? If you're going to dream about a goose, might as well dream about big.
Yeah, you know? But you know, when you're pulled up to a dock and you have to handle that in a 20-mile-an-hour wind by yourself, you're going to have a little trouble.
All right, we'll compromise. How about a turbine goose?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Round engines and airplane noise. I don't think you can beat the round engines on the goose.
You know, I was in the Fun Fly Zone yesterday, which is the old Ultralights area.
Yeah.
And I heard Harrison Ford bought himself an Ultralight.
Oh, really?
A light sport. Yeah.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. How cool, huh?
That is cool.
So I wonder what he's going to do with it.
Well, I think he's a guy
Montana,
like most of us.
He's a Montana boy, so.
Aren't we all? I mean, really, how many of us? We might have our preference. Like, my preference is seaplanes, but, you know, I have the one day I'm going to have a Glacier 3. That's an airplane I love.
Oh, that's a go-places airplane.
Yeah, well, hey, if
don't
you
try
go
and
fast,
land that
go
on
fast.
The water.
Well, at least it would float, I think.
It probably would, yeah. Other than the Mars, which we'll discuss at length in the next segment,
okay.
What else has been here that's sparked your interest this year?
I hate to admit it. In some regards, as a chairman, I get so busy, I don't really get to enjoy the airplanes as much as I
sure you
like
do.
To.
You, out
no,
of the corner
I don't.
Of your eye, you always see.
That goose we just talked about, my friend that brought that here, was insistent on giving me an hour or two of time, and just he and I. And I couldn't wait to do it, except I couldn't do it.
Oh.
And I mean, but you know what? I didn't care because, you know, he gave a bunch of volunteer rides in it, and he flew around here, and he's an air show pilot also, so his flying was pretty much impeccable, and he made the airplane look absolutely beautiful as he flew it around. It all works out, but as far as neat airplanes, I don't know. We had a beaver in here that was an amphib beaver that was just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it had every whip,
eye candy.
Every whip ear mod you could put on the aircraft. And eye candy was an understatement. I just sat there, stopped for a minute while doing my activities to drool. It was unbelievable.
See? I was right. You do notice these airplanes, even though you've been in your chair.
You're right, I do. Well, there's actually other airplanes out here that are equally interesting. We had a friend of mine that built an airplane called a Kodiak Cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a modified Bushmaster, which starts with like a tri-pacer fuselage lengthened and modified and a 180 horse engine put on it.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's no tri-pacer that will look better than a tri-pacer on floats.
That's true. Yeah, we've been teasing about those airplanes forever, but
the milking stool.
Flying milk stool, yeah. Except, honestly,
it's a good flying airplane.
Actually, a friend of
it
mine
really
here
is.
Has a Pacer
but
on floats.
But on floats, it'd be awesome.
The Pacer on floats is just a gorgeous little airplane. It flies nice.
Yeah. I know a guy that has a family cruiser on floats. It's another good airplane for floats.
Well,
he's got amphibs on his.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Eric Preston's? You probably seen him here.
Oh, yeah. I do know that, yes.
Very nice airplane.
He's been here.
Yeah, and he's got that thing lightened up so light that it performs very, very well.
I've seen it perform, and we were all skeptical, but it performed very well.
Yep, it does. So what else?
Oh, let me think.
We should really plug. You know, we do that. We beat this like a dead horse, but, you know, your boat rides. People can come out here and enjoy your boat rides, and they can see all these airplanes up close because you take them in a pontoon boat and run them around there. And
that's an excellent reminder. A combination, well, obviously EAA and Honda Marine combined provide us with pontoon boats, and I have volunteer drivers that will drive you around. There's no cost for the ride. It's the best way to get up and close to these moored airplanes. Otherwise, you just stand on shore and see them. That's the best way. We'll go up and down the rows. You can take pictures as needed. And sometimes the hit of that ride is some of the commentary by the drivers.
Yeah.
I wish I could go for more pontoon boat rides myself because it would chill me out.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Martin and more seaplane-based stuff. J. Munchie, we're on the fly. You're listening to EAA Radio.